Exam success. Units 1 and 2. Exercise 3.
My presentation is about the life of the famous British author Agatha Christie. She's one of the most successful crime writers of all time. Agatha was born in 1890 and died in 1976 at the age of 85. From an early age, she always loved to read. For her high school education, Agatha studied in Paris, and after she finished school, she and her mother travelled to Egypt, where she first had several ideas for future writing projects. When Agatha was 25, she fell in love with a British man called Archibald Christie. They got married in 1914, just after the beginning of World War I. He was a member of the army and he often travelled for work. During the war, Agatha became a nurse. She helped the doctors and looked after many injured soldiers. It was Agatha's sister who encouraged her to write her first novel. So, in 1916, she wrote about the now famous Belgian detective called Hercule Poirot. However, Agatha didn't get it published until 1920, after she changed the ending of the story. Agatha's second book was published in 1922, which was also the year she and her husband went on a 10-month world tour on a ship. Then, in 1928, her first marriage ended. After that, Agatha decided to go on an adventure of her own, and in 1930, she went on a train journey on the Orient Express from France to the Middle East. While she was there, she met Max Mallowan, an archaeologist who became her second husband. They were happily married for 45 years. In July 1951, Agatha wrote a play called The Mousetrap. It's the longest running play in history, and you can still see it in a theatre in London. By the end of her career, she had written 82 detective novels, 19 plays, 6 romance novels, and an autobiography.